What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is that time of the week, our midweek look at some of the stories in the local news here on The Breakfast Show. Social networks were flooded with photographs of Congressman Benicio Robinson, the same day that it became known that the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, they fined La Prensa $5,000 for using a photograph of the politician in a journalistic note about their business with transportation and the quotas granted by the Transit and Land Transportation Authority, the ATT&T. The Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture of Panama recalled that ANTAI was born to guarantee transparency and access to public information. Fining the media with absurd arguments distances it from that purpose and creates a serious precedent in terms of freedom of expression of information, said the union chaired by Marcela Galindo. According to a resolution by ANTAI's Data Protection Department, La Prensa had to request permission from Robinson to use his photograph, since it is a sensitive biometric data and misuse of it can put at grave risk the owner of that image. In other words, Robinson. ANTAI also affirmed that the databases that contain details about who owns the public transport seats granted by ATT&T material used in that report entitled Route of the Seats Reaches Benicio Robinson, which was written by the journalist Mary Trini Zay, they are not publicly accessible. Robinson, in addition to being a transporter, is president of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, of sports federations, and of the powerful Budget Commission of the National Assembly. A decision of ANTAI directed by Elsa Fernandez caused multiple criticisms. Political analyst Edwin Cabrera assured that in a serious country, both Fernandez and ANTAI's Director of Data Protection, that is Yenalis Ortiz de Mariscal, well, they'd have already been dismissed. No media outlet has to request permission to illustrate a news item on a public issue. What happened is a clear threat to access to information, he added. The lawyer Miguel Antonio Bernal also expressed his disagreement. There's no doubt that to promote and apply censorship, there's no such thing as ANTAI. Keep sowing winds. Keep going, he opined. Another who joined the debate was Guido Rodriguez, a former accounts prosecutor. There are absurd decisions, and this one from ANTAI goes against the grain of all the regulations on transparency in public administration and international standards on freedom of expression. In short, a legal trickery, cheap circus level. What a pity. Another who reacted was the former President of the Republic, Martin Torrijos. As part of my administration, we eliminated laws that threatened the free exercise of journalism. Today, more than ever, Panama requires full freedom of expression that contributes to the strengthening of a true democracy. For this reason, I reaffirm my commitment to always be on the side of freedom and the right of Panamanians to share their opinion, regardless of the issue or circumstances. Some of them linked the issue with the Bill 625. This is for extinction of domain that is currently being debated in the Assembly. In Panama, our politicians have managed to make ANTAI, the Transparency and Access to Information Authority, work as a weapon to attack press freedom and protect corrupt people. What will they not do with the extinction of domain? While Roberto Eisman, founder of La Prensa, stated that with the fine, ANTAI wins the World Prize for Absurdity. While Castalia Pascual, a TV journalist, expressed her opinion on the issue, should concern all Panamanians. It goes beyond freedom of the press. It's dangerous. What is ANTAI playing at? Said journalist Alvaro Alvarado for his part. Felix Antonio Chavez, presenter of the reporter for EcoTV, recalled that in 2020, President Laurentino Cortizo signed the Declaration of Chapultepec on freedom of the press and expression. He added that today his government sanctions La Prensa for publishing a photo of a congressman, Benicio Robinson. While the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño assured that he will ask the ombudsman Eduardo LeBlanc for his intervention in the case of the sanction of the ANTAI to a media outlet, since the measure violates one of my human rights. And the Communication and Transportation Commissioner of the National Assembly approved on Tuesday in its first debate Bill 986, which establishes that digital transportation platforms would be required to belong to a selective public transportation provider. The project was approved despite the opposition of drivers who belong to these platforms, such as Uber. In addition, the Commission rejected the proposal of the independent deputy, Rolf Fernandez, that the legislative initiative be discussed in a subcommittee to achieve consensus. According to Abel Becker, president of the Commission, for several days they discussed the document to make improvements, for which he considered that Fernandez's proposal was not appropriate. In addition, he said that in those sessions the deputy Fernandez never attended, and now that the debate is coming, he attends and wants to make that proposal. And the Government Commission of the National Assembly approved on Tuesday, April the 25th, in the first debate, Bill 625 on the extinction of domain of illegal assets. Now the proposal will be sent to the Assembly plenary for its second and third debate. Opposition deputies tried to include the crime of corruption in the reform package, but it was not approved by the official bench of the Democratic Revolutionary Party and the Mollerena. It seems to me a fairly agreed norm in its attention to what Panama really needs and requires under current legislation, said the President of the Assembly, Crispiano Adames, who was present at the discussion. The lawyer, Ariel Corbetti, who was present at the meeting, said that he feels a bittersweet taste with the approval of the project since the crime of corruption against public administration was not included. Meanwhile, the Secretary-General of the Ministry of Security, Jonathan Riggs, praised the political will of the deputies to resume and approve the project. The second debate will allow the Assembly to establish what the jurisdiction is, which must be clear that it strengthens criminal prosecution, and in such a way that the Attorney appoints domain extinction prosecutors and the Justice Administration can count on those guarantee judges to ensure due process. The session to give the first debate to Bill 625 began an hour and a half later than expected, despite the fact that the deputies were summoned for 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And it says here, "We are stuck," acknowledged earlier the Deputy President of the Commission, Leandro Avila, who explained that they had not started at the scheduled time due to a lack of quorum. A minimum of four deputies was required to start the meeting, and the Commission is made up of nine. It was not until 11:39 a.m. that five deputies said that they were present. These are Fatima Agrazal from Cambio Democratico, Edison Brosse of Free Application, Luis Ernesto Carles from the Panamanista Party, Leandro Avila from the PRD, and Corina Cano from Mollerena. Avila maintained that the idea is to give it the first debate as soon as possible, so that there is more room for consultation in a second debate in the plenary session of the National Assembly. "I cannot speak for other deputies, but I want this debate to move on," Avila stressed. The new Dr. Jose Renan Esquivel Children's Hospital, which is being built on the grounds of the former United States Embassy on Avenida Balboa, is 20.4% complete, informed the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre. Sucre, who made a tour of the construction on Tuesday, indicated that the company has a delay of about 15 days. He added that the company had problems with the foundation due to the land being near the sea. He argued that the construction company presented a proposal to recover this time, which consists of working overtime. Despite this, the minister assured that we feel comfortable with the speed of the project. The construction of this hospital began in September of 2021. The company, Acciona Construcción S.A., carries out the work for an amount of $614,118,054. According to Minister Sucre, this project must be delivered in the year 2025. Just before the rainy season begins in the country, the alarms have gone off in Colón due to the lack of maintenance and the disuse of the rainwater pumps in the centre of the Atlantic City. In October 2022, more than 500 businesses in the city of Colón, Francefield and the Colón Free Zone were affected by flooding that caused economic losses of close to $15 million due to the lack of maintenance of the storm water pumps of Colón and poor disposal and collection of garbage. At that time, only 40% of the city's pumps and 55% of those that had to operate in the Cologne Free Zone were working. While an inspection carried out in April, it was found the situation has worsened. Only 33% of the city's rainwater pumps are in operation, denounced this morning. That was Tuesday by Michael Chen, president of the Cologne Chamber of Commerce. Chen acknowledged that there has been improvement in the free zone area, with 80% of the pumps operational, but there is concern about the losses that could be experienced again when the rains hit the city of Cologne. The operation of the pumps in the city of Cologne is a shared responsibility between the Ministries of Housing and Territorial Planning and that of the Public Works Department. Well, as part of the Cologne Urban Renewal Project, the pumps are initially in charge of Miviot, but once the works are satisfactorily received, this entity transfers the infrastructure to the MOP. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, our Wednesday morning look. Some of the stories in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.